What do you see, and where do you see this whole terraforming, the GMOs, the gender transformation, as well as transhumanism going? Because that is a critical piece in this, what I call dystopian brave new world order.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So what the real meaning behind the whole transgender explosion for me, it's basically getting people to used to the idea that you can just change your gender, which I think is biologically impossible, but getting people kind of on board with this idea so that then when they introduce transhumans with no gender, people accept it more. When they try to introduce robots with don't have genitals, they don't have a gender, like they people are more used to the idea. It's basically slowly, not even really that slowly. I mean, this is all happening pretty fast, but it's basically trying to get people accustomed to that. And that's a lot of the way that this whole agenda has been rolled out. They know that if they introduce some big change really, really quickly, people
Right, right,
object. But
right,
if they
right,
like step
right.
by step get their way there, then people suddenly don't know what's happening until they wake up in it. And it's like the frog in the boiling pot analogy, that when the heat gets turned up slowly, people don't notice it as much until it's too late. So yeah, I mean, to answer your question, a lot of these things are pushing us into a world that this satanic cult, this ruling class, is trying to create. And they're using the fake man-made global warming climate change crisis as one way to get us there. They're using transgenderism as another way. They're changing the atmosphere, the air, the water, the food, everything is being changed to get us into a point where it's going to be more suitable for them to live here and less suitable for humans. And it's basically killing humanity. It's killing life.
Are you suggesting, or do you think along the lines that I think, that they want to create a whole new species of humans that they can easily, more easily manipulate and control?
Yes, that's what it seems like. That humanity, as it currently stands, has a lot of creativity and power and sovereignty, and they want to basically hijack that energy and feed off us. And to do that, they need to dumb us down and change us genetically. Changing us genetically will also help with their agenda, because they can just manipulate certain things to make us act in a certain way. And whether that's literally changing our genes or filling our body full of different things that are basically
Right.
detrimental. For example, all the fluoride that is put in the water and then gets in the brain, that goes to the pineal gland and shuts it down. And that is our seat of consciousness. That's our connection to higher consciousness and greater things. And if that is shut down, then we become much more docile and more domesticated. And so it's not a coincidence that there's so much fluoride in things. Fluoride's not just in the
Yeah,
water.
mercury and things like that. It's
Yeah.
interesting. I just chuckled because I'm writing things down. Is no sooner do I finish writing it down, is at the same time you're speaking about it. So, what is your? Have you done anything on the suppression of the God gene or the? You talked about the pineal gland and the higher consciousness. So, where do you see that going? Because I see, particularly in the African American community, they're very successful in disconnecting us from that. I mean, yes, there's pl still plenty of organized religion, but that's been hijacked too. So, what do you see this going spiritually in terms of not only consciousness, but our the consciousness of our own divinity?
Well, I kind of get into the different solutions in the second half of my book, and I think we have to start with the physical, because it's like the basis of what informs the spiritual. Like, it's hard for people to walk around and want to be spiritual or of a higher consciousness when their body is poisoned. And so we have to kind of realize we're being attacked from a lot of different ways, whether it's the constant chemtrails in the sky. We end up breathing all that aluminium, barium, strontium. It gets into our body. Then looking at the water, a lot of water has fluoride, or even when it doesn't have fluoride, it has chlorine and other stuff that really isn't that good for you. Then there's the food supply. There's genetically modified food, or even if you don't get that, it's just sprayed with a lot of pesticides, and they have these same chemicals. There's a lot of fluoride in them in these pesticides. That's not by chance. So when you look at all the different ways, and then what about all just the microplastics in the environment, or the personal care products, house products that have a lot of chemicals? A lot of this stuff is just getting into our body in one way or another. So it's I think it's really imperative that we eat as pure a diet as possible, that we detox, that we try to get this stuff out of our body. And luckily, there are a lot of ways to do that. And I mean, I could go on for a long time about it, but I would just encourage also your readers to look into it, whether it's things like boron or zeolite or spirulina and chlorella. There's a lot of natural substances you can take that are going to start pulling these heavy metals and other things out of your body. And so I encourage people to do that, because it's really going to affect how you feel and also what you're capable of. That's like the base level. But yes, right. I think we do need to look at all the different levels of how we're being attacked and how we're being suppressed and pushed down, and start to see how can we step into our power in these areas. How can we be more emotionally free, physically free, mentally free? How can we access more of our potential?